the Old Testament and say, oh, you know, who could ever understand that? Jesus says to these people, the common run-of-the-mill hoi polloi in the crowd, you need to understand the Old Testament because it speaks of me. Search the scripture. It's all there. That is the testimony of Jesus to the clarity of the Old Testament, to the degree that he holds them accountable for its accurate interpretation. And he never said anything other than that. I'll even go a step further. The Apostle Paul writes Romans, and he writes Galatians, basically to Gentiles. They have no understanding of the Old Testament whatsoever. They don't know anything. They don't even know there is an Old Testament until they're told that. And yet, he builds these massive cases of understanding the Christian gospel based on the sacrificial system, on the foundation of the Old Testament, both in Galatians and Romans, where the law plays this huge role in any understanding of the gospel, with an expectation that they could read the Old Testament and make the clear connection of the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. He writes the Corinthians, and in chapter 3 makes this amazing contrast between the law and the Spirit, between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. And that's written to Corinthians. That's written to Gentiles. So even pagans could read the Old Testament and understand it. You would think also that the Romans would be expected to understand the book of Romans, right? Mm-hmm. That they're coming out of a pagan environment, they're converted Gentiles, and they're supposed to be able to fully understand the book of Romans. Well, what is that? What are these emerging church people saying to us? That we can't understand, we who are Christians, who know the Old Testament and the Gospels and the New Testament, we can't understand what Paul meant when he talked about justification. Steve Chalk is trying to tell us that this is some kind of child abuse when we understand exactly what God did in putting Christ on the cross. It's crystal clear. So I think the expectation of Jesus and the expectation of the apostles was that people could understand it. Another thought. Everybody that received the New Testament letters was a new Christian. Romans wasn't written to scholars. It wasn't written to seminary professors. It was written to a congregation of people who could hear it read and understand it. That's clarity. And the expectation was they were accountable to understand it and to apply it. And Paul even says at the end of his letters that you need to